We turn now to Haiti, where poor mothers have always been desperate to find ways to give their children a better life. In some cases, that means giving them away. However, the arrest of 10 American Baptists has alarmed some groups working with children. These Americans are accused of trying to take 33 Haitian children out of the country. Some officials fear child traffickers may be taking advantage of the chaotic environment following the earthquake. NPR's Juan Forero reports from the capital, Port-au-Prince.
The Plaza Saint-Pierre here has always been full of children playing. But not like this. In this tent village with hundreds of families, hungry, dirty, forced to relieve themselves in public, waiting for deliverance. Agnes Cherie has five children, and she says if she could, she would give them up for adoption. Standing next to her is her youngest, age 2, a boy suffering from a serious skin infection. She says she lost her house, her children are miserable, and she wants them to have a better life, like countless Haitian parents. Relief agency officials say it's not uncommon in Haiti for parents to abandon children or hand them over to a slew of orphanages, some of which are fly-by-night operations. That's helped spawn the trafficking of 2,000 children a year, some of whom are sexually exploited or put to work as servants. But with the earthquake, UNICEF's Roshan Kadivi says the problem is worse.
A lot of children have become unaccompanied. They have lost touch with family members. They have lost their homes. There's no school. So a lot of them obviously become victims for a lot of people who want to take advantage of them.
At the Children of Mary, Mother of the Divine Mercy, a spacious orphanage on a hill, children sing. Here, 24 children enjoy hot, healthy meals and a safe home. Unlike hundreds of thousands of children in Haiti, many of them newly orphaned or simply separated from their parents. Albert Silvera is the director, and she says families have come by to give away their children, but she says she has no more space.
They are looking for a better place for their children, especially that now that they have lost everything, because if not, those children will die, because they have no way to feed them.
Her orphanage is registered with the government. Others aren't, and Silvera worries that those may traffic in children.
You never know if some of those children are being taken for prostitution or for their organs. We have to watch out for that. And for many other things, we never know.
The government social service agency says it's inspecting orphanages. And relief agencies are helping President René Préval's government set up so-called children's brigades, special units designed to stop the smuggling of children at the border. The government did stop a group of Baptist church workers as they tried to go into the Dominican Republic with nearly 36 children, kids they said they were trying to rescue. But what the state can't do is create the kind of environment where parents wouldn't view giving away their children as an option. Islande Normil says she has 4 kids and gave 3 away before the quake. One is in an orphanage. 2 others, handed over 5 years ago, are somewhere overseas, she says. She says some people blame her for what she did, but she says she simply couldn't feed or clothe them. She decided giving them away would give them a better life. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.